This recording, Egypt 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arc, with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he's looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Throughout the centuries, people have explained the rainbow in various ways. Some have accepted it as a miracle without physical explanation. To the Hebrews, it was token that there would be no more universal floods. The Greeks used to imagine that it was a sign from the gods to foretell war or heavy rain. The horsemen considered the rainbow as a bridge over which the gods passed from earth to their home in the sky. My name is Fadi Yusuf Ecladius. My name sounds strange a little bit in Egypt. Actually, if you want to say it in Arabic, you would say Fadi Yusuf Ecladius. I live in El Hejaz Street in Heliopolis in Cairo. Although now I'm living in Egypt, I have stayed a little bit in Alexandria, and in fact I consider myself come from Alexandria more than Cairo. First, because I like Alexandria. Second, because most of my childhood I spent in Alexandria. However, I stayed in Kuwait for a very long time, like 10 years. There I stayed with Palestinians, and mainly I got some kind of Palestinian accent or Lebanese accent, but now I forgot it totally, so there's no point at it. Now I'm 22, I'm about to be 23. I've just finished my college degree, computer science, from the American University in Cairo, and I'm waiting to finish my army service and then go directly to work. If you want to define Egypt, you would really go for like pacifism. I hate to say that. Actually, Egyptians are very peaceful. Are too peaceful. They are not attackers. They don't have that attitude of attacking others. And probably this comes from the environment. Egypt is very stable environment. It did not have lots of revolutions, which makes its people very peaceful, and they like social relationships with each other, and they hate lots of trouble. Probably that's why they were conquered by most of the history time.